brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Drum circle, bro.
Welcome.
Hey.
Hey. Hi, everyone. Hey. What's going on? What you up to?
I don't know. Something. What you doing, Wes?
I'm not awkward.
Trying to shake it down.
Ooh. Wow. Welcome to another Sud segment where the more we drink, the smarter we sound. Well, at least to us.
That is doubtful. Fact.
Wow. Smart. Oh, with an S. I thought it was an F. Sorry.
Fine.
That was me.
I am Guido Gagliana, and joining me at the table today.
Yes, you are.
Is.
I hope so. She's wearing her pants.
Sorry, I wanted to interject there. You just blew right through it.
Sorry.
Yes, you are, good old gal, Juliana.
I am. Yes.
We're happy moist. You're here.
Yes.
Moist.
Stop. Say that again. Suddenly, I'm very
only
uncomfortable.
Only if we're doing it right.
Would you like us to like leave?
Dave, can I? Never mind. I'll save it.
Don't.
No, go ahead. I'm interrupting.
No.
Carry on.
Joining me at the table today.
Yes.
Right here. Over there. Yes.
Stage left.
Coda Boy Caperton.
Hey, everyone.
I'm digging the shirt. I'm digging the vibe.
Ivy and interior.
Yes.
Do you know what it refers to?
I think so.
It's okay to say no.
I'll say no.
Lux Interior. They were a couple that had a band called The Cramps.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a very specific person here with this shirt.
I was thinking, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's written in the style that most people have seen where they're like, you know,
they could have just took
random words like
cramps.
They could have just took my doll and
yeah, that's true.
Oh.
I got a good anyway. Yeah.
Okay.
Also joining me at the table, good old boy Sparky.
Hi, I'm here.
Hey.
Yeah.
Just in case we weren't sure.
It's the first I've seen Sparky since maybe even the pandemic started.
I think that's correct, man. Yeah. You're looking good, buddy.
We've messaged, but here we are in the flesh. You look fantastic. I was going to say that.
Well, thanks. I'm sucking in.
He is very fit.
I've been sucking in a long
time. That's what she said.
Paying off.
You do it well.
Good old boy Dave. Hello.
I can't breathe in this thing.
Now I know what it is.
Dark helmet.
It took me a minute there. I was like, what in the hayseeds?
I know.
Going
is he
on?
Snoring? Like, yeah. What is this?
I was like, this is an actual recording of Dad.
I saw a kid. I saw
this is
a kid.
CPAP machine.
Apnea kills thousands of people every year.
This is what happens when your apnea machine goes silent. Yeah.
or your wife pinches the hose.
Right.
Yeah.
I saw a teenager with a Spaceballs the Mask mask on like about a month ago. And I was just like, man, that kid's going to go places. Oh, that's amazing.
There is hope for the future, folks.
A torch there.
That's
he
amazing.
Has no idea what it is.
No, he doesn't.
He got it from his dad's closet because he just needed a mask.
It might have been a thong, too. Yeah. So I don't know.
Wow.
Moms? Oh, that just got weird. Really weird. They must be from Alabama.
What? They got to be. They got to be. Yeah. Also, an honor, sir, Made Man Bob. Thanks for coming to the dark side.
You look marvelous.
Yes.
You know, many people say to me, it is more important to feel good than to look good. I think that is wrong. It's more important to look good than to feel good. And let me tell you, darling, you look marvelous.
Nice. Thank you, Fernando.
Not so much. But you.
Wisdom.
Thank you, Fernando.
Well, Okay, moving on.
Wow, this is
there's,
an honor.
There's that.
I'm both frightened and aroused.
See, I have that effect.
I am. Mm-hmm. I am.
Well, speaking of frightened and mm-hmm. that sort of happiness, today is a brewery takeover from Zillicoa Beer Company.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. They are from Asheville, North Carolina, in case those don't know.
Woodfin.
Okay. Woodfin, technically... Greater Asheville
always one at every table.
Area, maybe?
Places have...
Oh.
Their geography matters.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
They're by the river.
Okay.
Woodfin they are.
In a van.
Woodfin.
Down by the
down
river.
Down by the river in a van!
The Zillicoa River.
Exactly.
Of all rivers.
Yeah.
It's a good river.
It is a good river.
The greater Asheville metropolitan area.
It is the greater. Yeah. You're absolutely correct, though.
But,
yeah, my family's thrown out of greater.
I just wanted
Asheville
to be the
metropolitan
guy.
Area many years ago.
It's gorgeous, though. I mean, I will say this: the campus marvelous. That is Zillicoa.
Oh yeah,
is gorgeous.
Did you guys go all the way down there to the tennis badminton area?
We did like, not.
It's Wait, a long no. walk for beer.
Yeah, we stayed near the bar area.
They have acres
and the food
there.
Truck.
Anyway, yeah. I'm getting into
Most
it
Most of
here.
The people were who were there the day we were there were down at those outdoor tables and stuff, you know, spending some time at the river.
Yeah, those. That's a nice little area.
It is.
Yeah.
Nothing says beer like badminton.
Well, they've got a lot of room. You got to put stuff that, yeah. that you
I've
know.
I've drunk a lot of really filling beer.
It takes
beer.
A lot of space to
I'd
play
really
badminton.
I'd really like to exercise and run around a lot.
They got it. They got yeah. it. They're yeah. like, why not? Yeah. We got yeah. the room.
Hey, if you got the shuttlecock, we got
here's
the time.
Here's the net.
Ooh,
here's
he
the
went
net.
There.
Go for it if you want to. It's way the hell down here.
Hey. It's called a shuttlecock, Sparky. Okay. That's what the actual name of the thing is. It is a shuttlecock.
I thought they okay? give you antibiotics they for can, that.
If you don't use them, they get weird.
Yeah. Okay.
They get a little floppy.
They get a little floppy.
And if you use them too much, you could go blind.
Well, that's you right. could, yeah. You know, you take
if
a shuttlecock.
You use them more than 4 hours, you're supposed to go
to the doctor.
You
take a shuttlecock to the eye.
Talk to
you're
your physician
you're
about
going
that.
To the doctor.
Well, if you take know. Too many of them blue pills, then you'll have to use it for more than 4 hours because it won't go
but
away.
Anyway, well, it's a good brewery.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a nice space. I agree.
Right. Let's all agree to not say shuttlecock again.
Yeah.
Right. No more shuttlecock.
But they do have areas for enjoying their beer right there along yep. the river. You
they
can
do.
Sit
in a
there,
van.
Put your
we
feet.
Should probably introduce the brewery.
I partook of. Oh, we haven't even said it.
No,
I think you did.
Well, I said who it was, and then yeah. I was going to say
she has more.
Good old boy Dave. Please.
Take it away.
Yes.
Now I have to read poorly. Zillicoa Beer Company is the product of 10+ years of dedication, curiosity, and a furious, passionate obsession with fermentation. Our brewery sits on 4 acres of riverfront land, just 2 miles outside downtown Asheville. With us, you can enjoy one of the best views of the serene French Broad River. With a beer in hand. We specialize in open fermented lager as well as open fermented farmhouse beer, mm-hmm. a dichotomy that keeps us both grounded in tradition as well as pushing our own envelope. I pushed my own envelope once.
What's dichotomy
didn't work
mean?
Out. It means two parts that don't agree.
Oh my.
We opened without wow. a brew house of our own, which means we spent our first 2 years brewing on other local brewery systems.
Mm-hmm.
That's a drag.
Yeah.
And endless thanks to Eureka Beer Company and toting wort back to our facilities.
Eurisco.
What?
Eurisco.
Okay. Crisco?
Yeah, Crisco. at the beginning of 2020, we brought the entire process under our own roof mm-hmm. when we took delivery of our 15-barrel system from Practical Fusion.
Fusion.
Oh, Eurisco, not Eureka. That's funny. We reached for what is, we're excited for what's yet to come, and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts and fermenters for supporting what we do.
Yeah.
Because our fermenters are open, which yep. almost nobody does except people who really know how to do stuff.
And they've got some fooders there. They got it.
Mm-hmm.
They
kinda,
do.
They kind of yeah. got the Thanks. Full. They yep. run the. They run the entire.
Well,
track.
You're really controlling your microbes and everything if you're, yep. you're doing open fermentation,
clean like lagers and yeah. funky beers,
especially with lagers.
It's doing kind of a, not a huge space yeah. either.
It's kind of a callback to historical brewing in a way. So I like it. I'm
for sure
excited.
Yeah. Good old boy Caperton.
Oh,
Would you please give us a lineup for today?
Oh, geez. Yes, yes, I will. Today, the Zillicoa beers we will be tasting and discussing are as follows. They're Keller Pils, the Hoppy Hazy Brett, the Export Lager, the Helles Lager, the We're All Going to Die Imperial Stout, their Wit Beer, a North German Pils, and lastly, but not leastly, their Least Bohemian dish. Pilsner.
I'm excited about the stout. I have to say, I think that's the one. It's that a I'm little. Most
it's
a,
it's
to.
The guy that sort of stands out here.
Yeah. Of all these, yes. Yeah. Which one?
Well,
could it
the
be?
Hoppy Hazy Brett, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. They do a lot of that's.
That's
I think
their thing.
I think they sell it as a lager joint, but they do a lot of really real. I've never tasted anything. I'm stoked for
He's
this.
Never tasted anything. Wow,
that
well,
wasn't
you're
amazing.
Taste some
that
stuff
wasn't
today.
Amazing. That
oh,
wasn't amazing.
Gotcha.
Okay, somebody might have COVID.
Or at least well done. I shouldn't say amazing. Very well done.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Made Man Bob.
Yes.
Are you ready to give us the ratings for
Absolutely.
Today?
Absolutely. All right, well, we'll be discussing and rating these beers with the Suds ratings plus our signature belching sound. So here are those ratings now. 1, that sucks. Give me something, anything, give me a bud. 2, was that a belch? 3, what a relief. 4, a body should really not make that sound. And 5, listen to that hang time, give me another.
Yeah.
That's
science.
That's booger, isn't it?
We
it
will is. Get to the beer right after this brief interlude.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So, today's episode is going to be a takeover of Zillicoa Beer Company.
Is that what it's called? Zillicoa Beer Company?
Zillicoa Beer.
Yeah, there it is.
Zillicoa Beer Company. Beer.
Mm-hmm. So they don't have that. They don't feel the need to throw some sort of like artisan, no. artisan quaffs.
They started out as Zillicoa Bacon Company.
Zillicoa Beer Company.
You know,
I like
people were confused when
I like
they
that.
Had
it's
beer.
Direct.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not, like that.
They're not putting on airs or like wearing an ascot. They're just
right.
getting straight to business.
Beer company. Ooh, you want beer? Ooh, Fred, you're right company.
Exactly. Zillicoa yeah. Seltzer Company.
Mm. You can say the first name you're in. Mm.
All right. Well, let's try okay. this first beer.
Yep. Yes.
Zillicoa so. Claw.
We're starting off with the main dog.
I feel like this yeah. has been the just killer. Like a viral beer. And I know that's a it tough was. Thing to say it after was. A year of COVID, but yeah. seriously, this has been the beer that has been in my feed more than anything else, from yeah. short and stubbies to cans.
So yep. what good old boy Sparky is saying is we are talking about the Keller Pils, the 4.9% hop forward, crisp and dry lager brewed with Michigan grown saws.
Yep.
As opposed to the European sauce.
Very
correct.
The kind of floral.
Gives like. Off a bit of lemon zest, herbaliness.
Herbaliness. Yeah.
Herbaliness.
Sure does.
Yeah.
Looks great in a can.
It does. I miss the stubbies.
Thank you.
The bottles. But
I've
this,
been working
I like,
out.
I like having 4 more ounces, though.
Oh, that's passing the savings on to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice.
So yeah. what do you think, Capertone?
What do I think? I think this is a really nice representation of a great. So I just want to start by saying I've been ready for the year of the lager to return. I'm still not sure we've had the year of the lager.
We're getting
there.
But
we've got a lot of more places like these guys that are doing their part. And so I've been in the mood. I've been ready for some beer flavored beer, and that's what you got here. I think it's a really nicely turned beer here. I think they've recreated it a few times, so they're showing some consistency.
That's beautiful.
And I think they're, especially in an open, you know, they're kind of brewing the old school way. There's a lot of things that can go wrong, you know, 100%. Or not wrong, but just variations from batch to batch, you know. But this is exactly its build. I mean, it's just crisp. It's hoppy. I mean, I could drink about 4 gallons of this on the river.
I want to go mow a lawn right now.
I want to be outside and sweat so I can drink more.
What do you think, Sparky?
I mean, this is incredible. I mean, I think, and you know, one thing, I'm this is my first time ever trying this, and it's fantastic. And I mean, I could see shotgunning these cans. I could see simply just enjoying them with my pinky in the air. Or again, after sweaty activities, this is a great beer. And I think
all occasion,
you know, I went back to, you know, I've had some really great, you know, American lagers like Jack's Abbey makes some great stuff.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And people didn't want to touch them because they didn't have 15 adjuncts or, you know, 5 million hops add to us. You cannot fake this beer. You can't do it. And the fact that this is so clean and spot on like this, I mean, these guys are doing something really special, and more power to them, man. They're not faking it or phoning it in. This is great.
Yep.
Good. How about you, Bob?
I like it. I mean, it's crisp. It's good. It's a very clean flavor on it. I get on the front palate, I get the lemon notes. I get an herbaliness on the back palate on the swallow, and then just, you know, nice crisp and clean finish. Again, we were talking in the last show about seasonal beers. This, to me, is a seasonal beer. This is something you drink when it's bloody hot outside. Unfortunately, I live in Florida, so it's hot in 11 and a half months out of the year.
So you can drink it
I can drink it whenever the hell I want.
I'd almost move there for this beer.
So, I mean, well done.
How about you, JB?
Absolutely yummy. I mean, there's nothing more to say.
I think we're going to be like this.
It's just good.
It's really good.
And you don't, basic, and I hate to use the term basic because there has to be a lot of love going into making something like this, because although it tastes, I'm not going to say one dimensional, but close to one dimensional, it could be screwed up really easily.
Sure.
If it's not transparent. Done well.
There's not a lot of places to hide.
There's no room for BS.
There's no lactose to, you know, hide your flaws.
No. But it's crisp, it's clean, it's everyday, it's refreshing. It's everything you want in something without being extra. And we're going to rate this a 5.
Yeah. And I get what you mean, though. This beer did kind of go viral, though.
It did.
Everybody that drank it sort of had the same reaction we just had.
What?
And I think to get it, you had to go there. You had to go to the brewery.
Yeah, there's not easily
obtained.
And
the experience they give you when you're there is as good as this beer.
Yep,
I mean, it really is. So people come back and they testify, you know.
True.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Moving on.
Yep.
Let's try something different.
Totally I can't different. Wait.
Hoppy, hazy, Brett.
God. I already had a sip.
I cheated too.
I did too.
So 5.4% ABV.
Yep.
Which, and they're making a Brett beer while they're making a lot of clean, open fermented beers.
Yep.
They got some control going on.
I mean, it's all crammed together there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all sort of in the middle of the space. They kind of had, you couldn't go over to it when I was there. They had it sort of partitioned off. Yeah. But it's all right out there in the open, and there's not like a clean side, dirty side here.
Right.
I mean, it's all in there together. So
seriously, I know places that have spent millions of dollars that screw that up, right?
Well, like, it comes down to sanitation though, Sparky. And
yeah,
I mean, a place that's huge, that's a real problem. You know?
But if you're a small, tight operation.
You're rocking a 15 barrel system in a really tight spot and you've got everything right there. I mean, I guess you just have to be really clean.
It's just
weird
about their, you know, if they are truly doing open fermenters, how are you? Do you keep stuff just from you know, a breeze blowing around.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so for everybody who doesn't know, like,
God, this is good.
Clean, it's really good. Versus dirty. Like, so Saccharomyces is the yeast strain that you would, you know, consider with traditional beer styles, right?
Yeah.
Brettanomyces is now a cultured and developed and controlled yeast strain, but it's more around farmhouse and funky beer styles.
Yep.
And so it will dominate Saccharomyces if put in the right situation.
It'll come in sure. and it will infect every one of
your beers. Which sometimes turns into good results, but it's not what you want.
Sure, it's unintended though many times,
and you can
lose a lot of money.
You have to either use completely separate gear, including hoses and couplings and everything.
So for listeners that don't know, that Dave's right. It's a very ballsy move to have these Brett beers
right next to your clean beers.
You're not just clean beers, but lagers.
Or, right? Yeah, 100%. Like, beers that have to spend a lot more time hanging
out for a period of time. They're just sitting there, you know.
And it's like, so easy to screw this up, and then you have to dump the entire batch and you're done. And this beer, so I mean, I know they call it hoppy hazy.
It's not very hazy.
I don't see the haziness, but I mean, you get the hops on the front, and then you get that nice, not, you know, kind of tartish Brett finish at the end, and then it's kind of clean and
it is,
I mean, this is really lovely.
What do you think, Bob? Citrusy,
it's got the first sip I get on it is almost like a Worcestershire.
Huh.
It's got that sort of salty umami on the front of the palate.
Yeah,
I mean, if you ever
ever
take like, you know, just a drop of straight like Wayne Parents and put it on your tongue and, you know, taste it. I'm not saying it tastes like Worcestershire, but it's got the same
richness
feeling to it. It's got a richness. It's got an umami flavor to it. It's got that initial almost saltiness, but not quite saltiness, more of a sharpness. Lovely. I think they did a great job.
Julian.
Yum, but in a different way.
Yeah.
So, you take it's the best of all worlds, right? Like, it's like the best barnyard hooked up with the best IPA, and you have a sprinkling of seasoned hops, if you will.
Yep.
Not the freshies.
Right.
But,
a little bit cheesy.
Yeah, a little cheesy.
Yeah, not the...
And you come up with almost a new beer style in a way.
Yeah.
You know?
What type of hops, or do we not know?
Because is this one we don't know anything about?
Dang it.
Here we go. She's pulling a face.
Well, not even on Untappd. There's nothing.
I think I had it when I was there. I mean, they brew it consistently.
Yeah, they do a lot of things great, keeping up
messaging
with their
website. We don't know the website. Hop, we don't know the, I was going to look
giving
and
out
see
information is not one of them.
No.
I'm sure you guys
and,
did.
So just so everybody knows, like about half of the beers we got in crowlers.
Yeah.
So they're not packaging everything necessarily.
But anything they have on tap, they'll sell to you in a crowler.
That's nice.
Yeah, which is cool.
And they keep a lot of things on tap.
They do.
We didn't even bring everything back. Plus, they have guest taps too, so that's pretty cool.
That is cool. That's not common.
I think
zero information.
Yeah, I think there, though, in Asheville, like there's a lot of... you know, camaraderie and they'll do a lot of guest taps on things. I mean, for different breweries. Anyways, we are going to rate this beer.
Oops.
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
No, you're good.
He broke it.
A 4.
That's how you know he's a real man. You hit the table with it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let's talk about an export.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Talk about you and me.
So an export lager.
A different show, Dave.
Oh, sorry.
Why is he looking at me when he's saying that?
Because.
I'm just a little uncomfortable.
Where else should I look?
Wow. Told you, I just like you.
We're only friends.
The export lager is 5.2% ABV. Mm-hmm. Notes of par baked wholesome bread.
Sure.
Par baked.
Yeah, not fully.
Yeah, par baked. Yeah, they baked. Okay. It's like 3/4.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And a gentle
maybe
kiss.
Maybe 7/8.
Of herbaceous hop spice.
You thought I meant
that. That tells you everything you need.
Can hardly wait to get this in my mouth.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
And look, this is still making nice head retention, yeah. guys. I mean, that's gorgeous. That's
what good she color, said. Too.
I was waiting for that. Come on.
That's what she said.
Oh, gosh.
You know, and I think, you know, obviously this is a traditional style.
Yep.
Which is great. You know, again, good for them for not coming up with ridiculous, crazy stuff. You know, they're
not what I expected when I put that in my mouth.
And if you're going to use hops, it's fun to use it in something other than an IPA.
You can do that?
Apparently.
That's the word.
I'm tasting them here.
That's the rumor.
You know, I like it, though, because this is an underrated style. How many export lagers have you had?
Yeah, I can't think of too many.
I mean, mass-produced, absolutely.
Sure, but I mean, the European
standard. Oh, no. I see them when I'm getting gas in the cooler.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
But are they really?
So can somebody get me some more information on the style? I mean, I should have been more prepared. I should be knowing this already, but this is a style I'm not super familiar with.
Well,
but this has got not quite as dry.
Yeah.
And it's got a nice bready, toffee, sort of grainy.
I think export is sort of it's more of a fiscal or business distinction than an actual style distinction.
So like quantities or something?
It's a
or?
Slightly heavier gravity lager that they would send to, you know, everywhere, basically. Okay.
Like in Ireland, like brewers were taxed by the percentage of the mm-hmm. ABV, right? So a lot of your local beers are going to be low, but beers that you're going to export, you can
make
it bigger. Yeah. yeah.
And of course, they hold up better too.
It survives, yeah,
because the booze journey better involved, too. Yeah.
Right. Well, they're saying that it originated in Bohemia. Go figure. Oh. It's a full-bodied lager for the more discerning palate.
Yeah, yeah.
Who wants to get like drunker faster?
Meaning people from somewhere else.
Yes. Not from around these parts.
Not these hillbillies.
These fancy boys.
Mainly Pilsner malts, though a little bit of, mainly Pilsner, though a little bit of Vienna, a little bit of Munich. Mostly noble German or Czech hops. So it's also called a Dortmunder.
Dortmunder lager.
Dortmunder,
so it is a darker lager.
Yeah. I used to drink that stuff when I was in the military. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
You knew.
Because my buddy told me it was good. He said, here, you want to impress them, drink this.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash this down?
Exactly.
Hey, it beats military special. Come on.
Yeah.
But props for doing not the norm.
Yeah, what possessed them? But,
I know.
But bless them for doing that.
Yeah.
But I like it. I like
a
it.
Craft.
They're probably just flipping through the guidelines.
BJCP guidelines.
Like,
we haven't done this page yet.
Where's one we haven't found?
Let's ace it.
Yeah. Here's our export. It's never going to leave the city limits of Asheville.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to export it to South Carolina.
We're going to export it to Black Mountain, North Carolina. That's like 8 miles up the road.
Well, that's a beautiful spot, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Might send it as far as Charlotte. Yeah.
What?
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, sorry.
What are you, crazy?
Treasonous.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, whatever y'all want. I don't care.
Me either. We're silently signaling
each other. We're going in
here.
The 3E region. So the export lager from Zilliqua, we're rating a 3.
Oh, I thought we were doing it as a 4.
Oh, you want a 4?
I really don't know why it would be a 3, but okay.
Yeah, you know what? Oh, I'm overriding.
4?
It's a 4.
Okay. All right. All right, it's a 4.
I feel like I'm usually a pretty
critical
jerk. Is
there something
jerk?
To knock there? I mean, there's nothing about that beer that I found negative.
You can't even really compare it to another beer in the style to say, well, it's
that's
not really
true.
As good as...
That's true.
It's we're not like, as good as this, you know.
So.
It's
really
the best export I've ever had. Yeah. It's the only export.
Yeah. Okay. But it's pretty
from
dang
Asheville.
Good.
Yeah. But it's dang good.
Good. Juliana hates it, just so everybody knows. But the rest of us like it.
Didn't hate it.
She did hate it.
When she said she didn't hate it, her left eye was twitching, which means she's lying.
Yeah,
that's her tell.
That's her tell. Something. Yeah.
I can't wait to do the next.
Okay. I know. Now, we all like a good Helles lager.
Helles, yes.
You know what? You can all... You can all go to Hellas.
Oh.
Yeah.
So.
If you're lucky.
This one's a little bit more of that special bread with a kiss of more hoppy spiciness.
Mm-hmm.
5.2% ABV.
Yep. There you go.
Yes. Now, to me, the true test of a good lagering brewery is their Hellas.
This thing is as clear as a freaking crystal. If it's a really clear crystal, that is.
Mine's got a bug in it.
Not like
I put that in there special for you.
Were we talking about cheese crystals or just normal crystals? And no.
Double crystal with cheese.
Oh my goodness.
The crystals they sell late at night on Home Shopping Network, you know, that the crazy women say are going to make you feel better.
Right. Bob, there's a bunch of them over in the window over there. So just be careful.
Ouch. Rub those on your head and you'll see in the future.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what you guys are saying. I'm drinking this beer. This is good.
Good?
This is, yes. Yeah,
so what do you guys like about a Hellas? Like, what is it about the style that makes you like
it? To me, it's the quintessential beer-flavored beer. It's got a little maltiness. You know, it's not like your pils is so clean, right? Yeah, that this is a little bit of maltiness here to kind of give it that.
It's a little more rounded out.
Yeah.
But with a nice, dry, clean finish.
But you still get the hop, and so the you grain. Get a little bit of everything.
You get everything, all the boxes are checked.
And there's generally a little tiny bit of crystal malt or something in there that makes it just not straight, you know, like a Pilsner should just have Pilsner malt.
Right,
you
know? Not quite as crisp.
Yeah. This is tasty.
It's good, great on the nose, too.
Yeah, it is. They've all smelled really good.
Yeah.
It's like smelling a bakery.
Yeah, it is.
That's, you know, I buy a bakery when they're making fresh bread.
Right, yeah.
I usually feel like I'm a curmudgeonly jerk on a lot of
things that we
review. You are,
But like I really am having like a fangirl moment with this brewery.
We'll be back with more in just a minute.
Can't wait to come back. It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. Slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yep.
Okay, serious moment here.
Mm-hmm.
We are talking about Zilliqua.
And
beer company.
Specifically,
we're about to rate the Hellas.
The Hellas Lager.
The Hellas Lager.
We're
going to
rate the Hellas
about.
Out of this Hellas Lager.
We are. And we are going to rate this a 5.
Sure.
Might be the strongest beer in the flight so far. The Keller Pils was amazing,
it's a nice counterpoint to the Keller. It really is.
I think the strongest beer is the stout that we're about to enjoy.
Oh, schnapps.
Yeah. He got you there.
Okay, yes. So, what is it?
I think it sucks.
So, what is it that we're going to be talking about?
That last sip was good.
Okay, the name. We are all going to die, Imperial Stout. Well, it's 14.1% ABV.
That's this one.
Holy
14.1?
Yes, 14.1. Do I stutter?
For a brewery that is so delicate and subtle, you know what I mean? They're just like... Here you go, kaboom.
I didn't have chest hair before this sip, but
I'm scared
it's
now.
Like, I think
I just watched,
it's just
look
happened.
At you. I just
like,
watched good old boy
happened.
Dave take a sip, and now I'm scared.
He's got two or three of them. Look at
that's
him.
That's right.
Just like a big
right
boy
out.
Now.
Holy shit.
Just in the can.
You
can go braid those.
Yeah.
You'd like
they
to take
a,
this
they
in
made
the
a
can?
Label.
Here it
they
is.
Made a label for
yeah, did. That's the one they actually labeled because the government probably told them.
Yeah, there's.
You have to warn people about this.
Wow, that is it's got a dead
that's a big
skull.
It's
kind of a mastodon on it.
It's kind of sweet.
It is definitely sweet.
It's sweet. It's
a 14.1% beer that's sweet. I can't imagine that.
How did they do that?
It's a little roasty.
It doesn't smell. It's inviting on the nose.
It's not boozy for a 14.1% beer. I don't think it's not hot. You know,
so
you made a real cringy. I still haven't sipped it yet.
Well, you drink the Helles and it's like this light, beautiful little beer, da 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 da, and then boom,
the left side of my face just fell off, and I'm trying to figure out how that happened.
Yeah, we should have had this last though.
Well, yeah. This is a collab with
a palate cleanser
with who?
Bramari.
Oh, the chocolate.
Right, which is also a brew pub in Asheville.
Do they make chocolate?
I made coffee.
Sorry.
I made chocolate the in the other back C of my word. Pants as soon as I tried this.
All my
this.
Favorite words start with C.
Man, just look at the legs on this.
I'll let you guess which ones are my favorite.
Look at the leg. I mean, this is so much.
There's so much sugar.
It's pretty sticky. It's pretty sticky.
When I was
I didn't cringe like when it, but yeah, I mean, it was a big shock coming from the lagers to this.
When I was pouring this out, I thought it was motor oil.
Yeah, I can't feel my molars anymore, so I think it's working.
Good.
Yeah. Good. Bob, what'd you think about this beer?
It reminds me of being a kid and opening up a can of Nestle's Quick.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
When you open up that can and it gives a little poof just before you start scooping into the milk and you get that smell in your nose, that's what I smell on this.
Yep.
And then when you taste it and you get the sweet, it's like Nestle's Quick.
Just it's unnecessarily big.
About 1040 motor oil thickness.
People say that about me.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
That's true.
No, I'm not even doing that. No. Sorry. You know what?
Sorry.
That's what I'm
doing. But you know what I mean? Like 14.1. I mean, it doesn't have to be. You certainly don't taste it. I mean,
that's dangerous.
I wonder if they just let it go. And it's like, that's where it ended up.
Yeah. Maybe that's just where it ended.
We're
going
to throw all this stuff in here.
But you know what? If this beer were like 10%.
Maybe they just forgot.
I would. Yeah.
Maybe they came in on Monday and went,
even though
crap.
It's a little sweet for my palate, I mean, it's a well-executed beer.
It's not. Yeah, it's not a pastry.
I'd give it at least a 4. No. You know,
it's just a nice.
And I may
big
give it a 4 anyway, stuff. But it's 14.1. Man,
the sweet is what I expect from that nose.
Sure, yeah.
I'm getting that chocolate milky. You know, so I'm kind of expecting
the sweet. My
only gripe
is the amount of alcohol in it.
But I would say to that you don't taste that alcohol.
But I'm not a frat boy, so
you know. You're not gonna have a kegger with.
Let's go get hammered. Here's your beer.
We're going streaking.
It's a good one. You could do a lot worse.
I will say 5 people split a 16-ounce can of this beer. Yeah. And we're probably like, that's about right.
Like all of these beers, they're sippers. You know, you're not gonna drink a 6-pack or you shouldn't.
Yeah, I would drink a full. Challenge accepted. I would drink a full can of the Helles. You know, or a full pour.
Yeah.
I'd
go back for more of the Helles. Yeah, but this is a one
the
and
stout.
Done. Yeah.
You would want the small.
I got to drive home. You know.
Yeah.
Like
you know how like sometimes you go to a tap room and they give you a small pour of the big beers and you're like, dang it, am I getting my money's worth?
So who are the people collaborating? It's a coffee place.
It is Bramari.
For some reason I thought it was a chocolate place. I guess because it tastes
maybe they have
very
chocolatey. It is. Yeah.
You know, the can
more
reminds me of another
coffee,
brewery in Asheville,
it does.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Burial?
It's got it's got that vibe to it.
We can talk about it.
I guess we can.
But here's the thing that really appeals to me about this beer. Yes, it's
I was all like, shh. Don't say burial.
Sorry, okay. Julie. What it's were you okay. saying? You it's were okay. saying?
The thing that really intrigues me about this is okay. What we've had up to this point has been very light,
yes,
very crisp,
yes,
and lagers, right?
Yes.
But this, for as big as it is, it's still smooth as silk.
It
it's
is.
Very
it is.
Well
it is.
Executed.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
And okay, is it kind of balls out extra?
It is.
Sure, but not in a pastry stout kind of way.
Right.
Just in a big
and not in a boozy way.
Right.
That you feel like you need to age out or
just
something.
Just in an
you know?
Onslaught of chocolatiness.
This thing's ready to drink right now. You know.
Right, exactly. Oh my God, could you imagine this like over ice cream or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, I don't know. You're playing with.
Okay.
He's playing
what'd
with
we,
buttons.
What'd we rate this beer?
We're gonna rate this.
Oh, are we done?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Oh,
I got
yeah,
all
yeah.
I got
I'm
all
sorry.
Bold there.
You guys were all talking about like
you were making noises
well,
over
you
there.
Were in
I
the
thought we were supposed
hey,
to
look,
move along there.
You took a
Don't make me separate you two.
I got scared. I appreciate it. It was out of
fear. It's true. They played the music and we had to leave the stage.
Boys, I know, right? I will turn this damn car around. Don't push me.
Here comes the hook.
Well, we are all going to die, but we're rating this a 4.
Yep.
Nice.
Now for something completely different. Yep. Who put these in this order? We're going to talk about the wheat beer.
Yep.
4.2% barrel-aged wheat ale.
Okay.
With coriander, orange peel, and chamomile. Not your average.
Okay. I'm not imagining the coriander.
Though. No.
Okay.
Okay. That makes, when you said barrel-aged, when I first tried this, I thought I had been served the wrong thing. And I was like, this doesn't taste like a normal wheat beer. Now I understand.
That's because it's not.
It is not. Nacho Mama's whip beer.
Man, this is, I mean, this is what I needed to get that candy out of my mouth.
Say it! Say it!
I did. I'm going to go ahead and say I love wits. I love saisons. I love wits. I love lagers.
He does. He does.
I love all these things.
He's that guy.
But wits are, when you get one right, coriander's so easy to get wrong. You know, you put too much.
I don't always like wits, wit beers, but this is a wit beer I can get behind.
Yeah.
And the chamomile is a nice touch. I mean, that's really
soft
and delicate. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. But then
my obsession with tea hybrid beers.
It feels like we've been having a lot more beers with chamomile in them lately.
Yep. It brings that nice floral.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just
and
sort
a
of,
nice earthy,
and it calms you down.
Taste that you can only describe as tea-like to the flavor.
It's sleepy time.
I can taste some tea in there, but this is lovely.
It really is, and just such a nice take on it. I'd love to know what type of barrel they aged it in, like what that looked like.
It tastes pretty new.
I think it was probably balsa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. MDF.
But there's a little wood there for sure.
Strand OSB, actually. But yeah, they're not using it anymore because it's plenty expensive right now. So
it's true.
One of those blue 50-gallon plastic barrels.
Exactly. No, that's what they age Malort in, actually.
Oh, yeah. That's true. What do you guys want to do?
Don't talk about Malort. We're going to have words.
We need more.
The pride of Chicago.
Yes. I know. It came in a large bottle. All
right, yeah. Let's...
What do you think? I think it, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to rate the wit.
Sorry, there was a minor breakdown.
Are you okay, Julie? Yeah. Is there something more important than you're taking care of there?
It's almost like we were in the middle of a tasting and then just got wasted on a 14.1% stout and then tried to carry on as business as usual.
Right. Just shut down the whole show.
That never happened.
What could possibly have happened?
Yeah. No, I was just looking to see.
What are we doing again?
No, I was just looking to see if they actually said what kind of barrel it was.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But my real question is, will this devolve into frontier gibberish before the end of the show?
Authentic gibberish?
I think we're going to just finish up in time.
I think it's
But I will say this, like their lack of information could, I think breweries in Asheville get bombarded with tourists like us. And there's an effort, and I can understand it from people that live there that want to keep things a little bit more to themselves.
Yeah.
Although a 4-acre brewery on the river probably ain't going to be
It's kind of a tourist destination.
Probably ain't going to be it.
So we're going back
I think they're purposely a little cryptic sometimes in Asheville these
what
days.
What I'm finding on the internet is it's a Lego barrel. So
Lego.
Yeah.
Wow.
You get those things tightly packed.
It's mostly the red ones, but some white ones. And the guys who make them have really sore feet from stepping on them. So,
can I just touch someone's foot? Speaking of,
so
Dave looked at me funny when I said that.
Okay. Let's move on.
We're going to North Germany.
We are. And we're doing the North German.
I ain't going north.
Pilsner. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, it's better going to east, you know.
A little bit more ABV. This is 5.4%. Soft, pillowy Pilsner malt base.
Really is.
Meets a beautiful bouquet of Herzbrucker and Pearl.
Is there more of this?
Fermented, extra cold, lagered extensively.
So, this beer took a long time to make, probably. And it's, again,
super clear.
Like a clear day. Not super impressive on the nose.
Everybody's quiet.
Yeah.
It's not, I don't know that these are necessarily going to be. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Plus, you know, you might want to re-pour a little bit.
Yeah.
Pilsners aren't generally, you know, room temperature beers.
We've been trying to give it a little schwitz here, too.
Yeah. A little schwitz.
Here, we're going to, on the cuff, we're going to.
Yeah.
We're going to refresh a little.
I was kind of hoping you would drink from the crowler, but okay, can do that too.
I would love to see Caperton shotgun a crowler.
Challenge accepted. Oh, Caperton.
Or Sparky.
I'm such
You know what? Actually, I'd see you guys chugger. Do it in a competition.
I can't.
Sparky, we know.
I'm a lightweight. He's always at the ready.
You know what's funny is Sparky's like those little skinny guys that. Yeah. Win all the fast food or the hot dog competitions, you know?
Yeah, he's the one that can eat the most.
And has a certain set of skills. As a 6'3
guy, people assume that I can just chug a lug a lug and it's going to come right out my nose every time.
Aww.
See, now this, I know. That little top off
is what helped.
Changed it back, really.
To what it should be.
I think that really kind of helped.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Well, I think you'll find that's correct most of the time.
I sounded shocked. I sounded amazing.
Try and hide it next time.
I think Dave actually knew what he was talking about for once. Jerk.
And can you believe that this North style has German. Been around since the 1840s?
North German?
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe the North German is splitting hairs, you know.
What
it's
style?
Splitting hairs a little bit, but it's a German Pilsner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, German.
Yeah. Well, but you got to think though, in the 1840s or whatever, distribution was even less what it is now. So styles were way more defined by, you know, regional, climate.
Yeah.
You know, regional.
Yeah, they couldn't travel. You know, I mean, the, it's like you went by ox cart.
Yeast was different. Climate could be different.
The water quality, the barley, and mineral.
Yeah. They couldn't treat water. You know, the hop varietals that will grow in one latitude versus another. So, I mean, versus even what you could even get.
Right.
So the styles were way more regionalized than they are now.
Yeah. And this is,
You know, I one thing about a lot of these beers is I'm not sure what the food scene is at Zillicoa, but man, I would like to just
taco truck.
We have a taco truck.
Okay, Mexican Central.
Okay, that's a good start. But I could also crush some sausages.
I wish they were. Yeah. My favorite, I think, to me, I'm not going to get through this episode without mentioning Curses Kimme, which I think is the perfect bookend to the Zillicoa experience. If any of our listeners are there, it's I'm going to say one of the top two or three beer experiences I've ever had.
Nice.
Was at Curses Kimme. And they have more sausagey.
I'm thinking about like a
sausagey type food.
Zillicoa
there.
Is it like October
a sausage
Fest?
Party?
Oh my
it's
god!
A sausage party.
I'm getting
what
it was, but with all them talking about sausage, I'm also very uncomfortable with stroking my leg.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, all right. What are we rating this one?
We're gonna rate
whatever
this a
you
four.
Guys say
okay.
Four.
All right. We have to go fast on
the Bohemian Pils.
Yes,
is next.
The Bohemian Pils is 4.9%.
Yep.
It's wonderfully soft malted. This is Czech saws. Open fermented. So this is Bohemian or Czech pills versus German pills, right?
Yeah.
Check yourself.
A little bit more crisp, a little bit more dry.
Yep.
One wants to take over the world, one doesn't.
Yeah.
This is nice.
Exactly.
This is a solid beer, man. Yeah. I think this might be.
I hate to rush through this one.
Because it's so beautiful.
Listeners are just going to have to go try this beer.
You're going to have to give yourself some time if you go to Zillicoa.
I may have set the F-bomb there.
That's all right.
No, you're good. You're good. We are going to rate the Bohemian Pils a 5.
Yes.
Sorry. And we're still going to enjoy this as we wrap it up.
Yes, we are.
This was an amazing episode for mostly lagers. I mean, this was a really great gamut on the palate of different flavors. You really need to go to Zillicoa, go to Asheville, and try the myriad of breweries that are there.
Drinking these beers there is hands down
exactly
just amazing.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, please do yourself a favor and tap that subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy, tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
There's nothing crazy about that. The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, or Uncle Larry, your favorite crazy uncle, play podcast, Sip, Suds, and Smokes. Mm-hmm.
We love your feedback, and you can reach us online at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com.
Our daily tasting notes flow out on Twitter every day at Sip Sud Smokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing, as is my brain, with lots of news. You'll always be able to interact with the thousands of other fans on those social media platforms.
Do us a favor and drink delicious beer like this, and also take the time to rate the episode if you're listening to us online. Yeah. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well.
Good old boy Caperton.
Yes.
It's a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
What's your TikTok handle going to be?
Oh, my Tim Talk is at Grim AF. And I'm going to be doing some brewing stuff there soon. So you guys can all go over there.
And sexy dances.
You can troll me. Troll me there at Grim AF at TikTok.
Will do. Good old boy Sparky. Thanks for being here.
It's great, man. I hope you guys get to see my kudzu garden sometime soon.
Yes.
Ooh, burn. Oh my God.
Made Man Bob, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Good old boy Dave.
Bye.
This is Good old gal Juliana. Keep on chugging and catch you next time.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.